I'm Jack Lessenberry. State Senator Marty Nolenberg of Troy doesn't have a reputation as a great humorist in politics. He's not the Al Franken of the Michigan Senate, shall we say. But he actually made me laugh out loud this week. The Michigan Department of Education reported that we're now facing a teacher shortage. There are more than 5,000 fewer certified teachers in Michigan than there were in 2004, and the number of newly certified ones last year was barely a third of what it once was. Nolenberg professed to be shocked, absolutely shocked by this. "Why hasn't this been addressed?" he asked. "Who's responsible? It certainly isn't coming from lawmakers." "Well, Senator, permit me to explain. You are indeed responsible, you and your colleagues, mostly Republicans like yourself. You spent the last 7 years attacking teachers and cutting their salaries and benefits and pensions. The Michigan Department of Education reported last year that the average teacher salary in our state declined for the fifth straight year. David Krim, a spokesman for the Michigan Education Association, told me that many destructive things have led to our teacher shortage, beginning with Governor Snyder and the legislature cutting $1 billion from the elementary and secondary education budget 7 years ago to give businesses a massive tax cut. Additionally, Nolenberg's colleagues passed a law 5 years ago that allows districts to choose not to move teachers up in the salary schedule every year. Traditionally, beginning teachers weren't paid very much, but knew if they performed well, they'd get a little more annually till they reached something like a middle-class lifestyle. Now, many haven't had a raise in 5 years. Actually, again according to the MEA, the state's largest teachers union, many teachers are actually making less, thanks to another law forcing them to pay more of their health care coverage. New teachers usually graduate with tens of thousands in student loan debt, unlike the baby boomers, whose education was largely paid for by the government. On top of this, teachers have had to cope with constant attacks aimed at destroying what's left of their pensions, which have already been whittled down. Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekhoff has been attempting to force teachers into a 401k-only plan and has said that if they leave the profession after only a few years, that's fine with him. Far too many Michigan lawmakers have the interesting attitude that we can treat the educated professionals we entrust with our children's minds and futures with somewhat less respect than we show government clerks and plumbers. Then there are the efforts by lawmakers at weakening public education in favor of charter schools, many operated by for-profit companies that can donate to their campaigns. Throw in the current ideology that instead of producing well-educated people, we should force our educators to teach to the test, a sterile philosophy that also, based on the results, isn't working. So, Senator Nolenberg, the answer to the teacher shortage is that the legislature you're part of is indeed responsible. It isn't shocking that more than 100,000 Michiganders without a valid teaching certificate are no longer working in the profession. What's shocking is that any young people still become teachers after what all of you have done.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.